Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The life of faith is a relay race. None of us can accomplish in our short lives all that God wants done. One of our greatest obstacles is the smooth transfer of the baton. Even our Lord, who could say, quote, "I have finished the work which you have given me to do," John 17, verse 4, would nonetheless leave to his disciples a massive unfinished task. Why is it so difficult for us to let go? The very assets that help us run well make it difficult to give the task to others. Victorious runners aren't quitters, and now we're supposed to let others take our place? We care deeply about doing everything right for the Lord. Now entrust the next leg to those less experienced? But in 1 Chronicles 29, verses 1 to 9, we see David is up for it. Quote, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the work is great," verse 1. However, he wasn't expecting his son to do the work alone. Quote, "Be strong and of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you." Chapter 28, verse 20. Yes, the workers transition, but my God is your God. And Solomon wasn't starting from scratch. David lists all he's leaving for the new king to use, which, quote, "I have prepared with all my might." Chapter 29, verse 2. Hopefully, we've also invested much spiritual wealth with those following. Note, David designated, quote, "gold for things of gold, silver for things of silver," verse 2, and so on. Some things like iron and wood are necessary for structure, but they aren't gold. Don't major in minors. And our investment may well inspire others to join in, as they did here, each, quote, "willing to consecrate himself to the Lord," verse 5, and then of their substance, quote, "with a loyal heart they offered willingly to the Lord," verse 9. So work with all your might, equip others with all your heart, and then relax. God's got this.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.